Good morning. Welcome into the Martin Morning Report. I've got Duncan here today. We are brought to you by United Group Insurance, serving Southwest Iowa for over
40 years.
And a little Friday trivia, current events. Two quarterbacks have 7 game-winning or game-tying drives in the fourth quarter and overtime in the last 2 years to lead the NFL. Who are those two quarterbacks? Who's the first quarterback you think of in the NFL?
I don't know.
What quarterback do you think of in the NFL? Right off the jump.
Dak.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Not him. Come on, say a quarterback. Say the most famous quarterback in the NFL.
Tom Brady.
Oh, this is the last 2 years. He's not playing anymore.
Oh.
Need some help?
Patrick Mahomes.
Say it.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of them. Who's the other one? Who's the other one? Just did it last night. Sam Darnold and Patrick Mahomes. 7 game-winning or game-tying drives in the fourth or the overtime. It's like, what the? It's like all of a sudden you like couldn't think of a quarterback. What's going on?
I didn't know what you meant.
Well, you need to listen. 5 fast things from a very busy Thursday for you. We started number 1 with a tougher than a $2 steak performance of the day. The tougher than a $2 steak performance of the day was made for the 65-second rally last night between East Mills and St. Albert. It was 25 all in the fourth period. Fourth period. And all of a sudden, nobody would let the ball hit the ground until it finally did. But it was 65 seconds later. East Mills gets the win. They get that point, and then they eventually win in 4 sets last night over St. Albert in a thriller. Wolverines get the victory. Loisy Palmer, 18 kills, 23 digs. I think about 10 of those came on that one rally. Ellie Hagen, 10 kills, 17 digs. Venna Sayers, 27 assists, 14 digs. Ruby Hasty, 13 digs. Bryn Williams, 20 assists. Can we knock it off? Shaylee Stiverson, 7 kills, 3 blocks, and 3 aces. Brooklyn Rutledge, got to mention her for St. Albert, 24 kills, 6 aces. Naomi Sherrill, 11 kills. Molly Wise, 45 assists and 3 blocks, and Sophia Denton had 7 kills and 3 blocks as well. Also last night, Jess Hannafin reached 100 career victories for Clarinda in their victory over Crest Madison Wagner, 11 kills. Miley Wagner had 10 kills as well. Lord Central Catholic and Conestoga went 2-0. Logan Magnolia, Ashlyn Greenwood notched 5 set wins, and trainer Riverside and IK and Manning grabbed Western Iowa Conference win. Other winners, Lewis Central, Atlantic, Woodbine, Exiver EHK, Boyer Valley, Moravia, Twin Cedars, Mormon Trail, Ogden, Central Decatur, Coon Rapids, Baird, East Atchison, Mound City, Nottoway Valley, Maryville, Savannah, Louisville, Auburn, Johnson County Central, Falls City, Sacred Heart, Humboldt, Table Rock, Senior, and Elmwood, Murdoch. Get used to it! Leaders from last night, Reese Harlan, Atlantic, 15 kills. IKM Manning, and deal with it. Addison Bando had 13 kills. Keegan Ashide, 7 kills, 14 digs. Carly Arp, 30 assists. Nora Cones led trainer with 14 kills and 3 aces in a win over Missouri Valley. Bentley Roan, top Riverside with 9 kills, 28 assists, 15 digs, 2 aces as they took down Tri-Center in 4. Logan Magnolia got a 5-set win over Underwood, 17-15, little bonus time in that 5th set. Ava Sloan, 14 kills, 2 aces. Lindsay Kastner, 15 kills, 4 blocks. Bella Klutz, 40 assists, 5 aces and 9 digs. Exiver EHK, a winner over Arweva, 17 kills, 11 digs for Taryn Peterson, led the way there. Woodbine had a couple of milestones last night in a win over Cam. Reese Leaders, 500 career digs, and Hannah Wentz, 500 career assists. Twin Cedars got a double-double from Chloe French, and their win over Seymour, 14 kills, 10 digs. Coon Rapids Bear got another win over Madrid, 21 kills from Malia Clayburg, 34 assists for Amelia Cook. East Atchison, a 4-set win over North Nottoway, led by 28 assists, 2 aces for Dylan Drummond, 22 digs from Grace Caudell, and 15 kills and 22 digs from Danny Irvin. Also, Mound City got 20 kills from Maggie Osborne in a win over King City, Union Star King City. Anna Lee Livengood, 25 assists and 28 digs for Nottoway Valley in a sweep of South Holt. Auburn got 37 assists from Emma Hyde as they beat Palmyra in 4 sets. Lord Central Catholics, Syracuse win. 11 kills and 16 digs for Brooklyn Borer. Also, Conestoga's Maggie Feeney reached 1,000 something for her career. Just says reached 1,000 for her career. I don't know if it was digs, kills, could have been both, but Maggie Feeney led the way, 14 kills, 13 digs, and also 5 kills, 6 digs, and 2 wins last night. Johnson County Central, a sweep of Southern, 16 kills, 9 digs for Ashley Beathy. Also, Elmwood Murdoch got 13 kills, 12 digs, and 3 aces from Annie Backemeyer in a win over Tri-County. Number 2, cross country from last night's around the area. Woodbine was 2nd in girls, on the boys' side at NBAO COU, led by the champion Aiden Summerfield. At the Nebraska City meet, Auburn girls were 2nd, led by Liston Crotty in 5th. Plattsmouth was 3rd, led by the champion Mallory Robbins. The Plattsmouth boys won that event. Nathan Zach was 2nd as runner-up. At the ACGC meet, Tri-Center had a dominant day on the girls' side with 34 points. Brielle Kramer, fourth. Jillian Budge was fifth. Panorama was second. AHSTW third, led by Ava Paulson in sixth place. ACGC fourth. Cadence Peterson was the runner-up. IKM Manning fifth. Addison Younger of Lennox was the third-place finisher. On the boys' side, IKM Manning, the champion, with 21 points. Camden Harris second. Akio Maynard was fourth. Patrick Mahomes, Sam Darnold, have a great day. Preston Kent, champion for ACGC. Austin Rasmussen, third for Xyra EHK, and fifth place finish for Nicholas Dare of Tri-Center. Sioux Center meet, Helan was the top KMA land team in third. On the girls' side, Edison Bertrand was fifth. On the boys' side, it was Sioux City North winning it, led by Kuma Gudema, who was the champion. Roland Story meet, Madrid was fourth, led by the champion Madeline Grothis. Also, Johnson County Central last night in action at the Falls at some meets, and they won it. Trevin Husky was the individual champion. Ashton Husky was fourth. Weeping Water was second. North Angel finished in third. Ben Roller was the runner-up. I believe that was Falls City. Yes, that was Falls City meet. The girls' side of Falls City, Audrey Scrivens was third for Falls City, which was the team champion. Jennifer Sweeney was fourth. Weeping Water finished second. Callie Brock did too. She was the runner-up. Madison Van Lanningham of Johnson County Central with a fifth-place finish. And number three, softball from yesterday. Albany beat Plattsmouth 8-7, a double, two RBI from Alexis Sider. Leads the offense 7-8-7 case from McKenna Moffitt. Stanberry blanks Northeast Nottoway. It was Kenzie Adcock and Harper Heidi going for three hits each, combining three RBI for Heidi, two doubles. Three runs scored for Adcock. Alyssa Wallace went six innings, struck out five. Savannah Blank, Bishop LeBlanc, Bea Fox, three hits, a double, a home run, five runs batted in, plus a triple among three hits for Lindley Eagleberger, who drove in three, scored three times. Macy Blythe, a home run, two ribbies. Nebraska City, 19-2 over Plattsmouth, two hits each for Hannah Marth, Riley Beathy, Mackenzie Stoll, Riley Beathy again. I don't think that's true. Must have been somebody else. Lily Madison also had two hits each, a home run for Hannah Marth there as well, a home run for Reese Grotrian as well. Auburn 15-13 over Syracuse last night. The offense was sparkling. Gretchen Paschal, Bree Wehenkel, Cammie Hammond, all with three hits each. Four runs batted in for Paschal, three for Wehenkel, two for Hammond, and a home run as well for Addison Darnell among two hits and RBI. Three runs scored. Kathleen Donovan led the way for Syracuse with four hits and RBI and two runs scored. Ashton Greenwood blanked Ralston, led by Sophia Dill. Seven innings, 12 strikeouts. Alexis Hazy had two hits. Ellie Milburn, a home run. And number four, golf from yesterday. Sioux City North Tournament. Sioux City East was the runner-up. On the team side, Carter Ginger, the champion, with a 68. East Atchison Girls Tournament. Rockport wins it with a 416. Carly Gebhardt shot a 95 for Rockport in the win. Runner-up was Georgia Taylor of Worth County with a 96. Savannah beat Central 182-227. Zaylin Vega was the medalist with a 40 for Savannah. Maryville finished second in the Chillicothe Tournament. Landa Pargas was a sixth-place finisher with an 84. Maysville Tournament. Soar Stanberry finished in second place, led by the champion, Addison Graham, who shot an 82. Number five, rest of the best for you. Maryville and Savannah tennis teams win 9-0 each. Maryville two-time winners were Cora Groh, Corey Quinlan, Lindsay Deering, Vivian Kane, and Madison Hennigan. Also, Savannah beat Benton 9-0. Reagan Alexander, Billy Hare, Addie Steele, Annalise Forney, Scarlett Jones, Charlie Cope, all going with two-time wins as well. Maryville beat Cameron in soccer 5-1. Nathan Walter and Anthony Leonard both had a goal and an assist. And in football last night, North loses to Des Moines Lincoln 39-33. Elmwood Murdoch shocks Johnson Brock 24-12 in a non-district game. And Palmyra loses in Class C2. 62-24, Fiesta Bowl score from 1995, but they lose this one to Bishop Newman. That's it. That's all. One final thing before I go. Want to send my condolences to the entire Husker family when it comes to Matt Verzal passing away yesterday. Loved listening to him on Fridays. Loved eating at his place. Did it one time, and he basically said he's going to clear a table for us as we were sitting to wait. Going to kick some people out of there. He said that kind of lingering around a little bit too long, but rest in peace. Matt Verzal, obviously a guy that will be missed in a lot of ways.